God have given us a guaranteed word. Guaranteed not to fail. The word have not failed not one time. You know, some people say, well, the word works sometimes. No. The word cannot fail. No word goes out of God's mouth is void of power. So, here we go. Where did I stop at? Verse. Now watch this. I'm going to read all the way through without being interrupted here. I've been interrupted myself. Okay. Because I'm talking about 1202. It's already 1204. Lord, how much? I didn't know I was that close. I'm going to read this and then I'm going to have to stop. I got to do this and then I stop. Whoo, Jesus. Listen to what he said. Even when you see him, see what I do, they will not understand. And when they hear what I say, they will learn nothing. Otherwise, they would repent and be forgiven. Otherwise, they would change their mind about what they are doing and repent. So I ain't doing that dumb stuff no more. I'm going to do what you say, Lord. And God said, I'll forgive you and accept the end. All right, verse 13. Then he said to them, if you don't understand, this is the one I was driving to and I'm run out of time. If you don't understand this parable, listen to what Jesus said. If you don't understand this parable, how would you understand any parable? If you don't get this one, you're not going to get anything else God ever say to you. You can hear people preach and teach and all that, but if you don't get a revelation of this one, you won't understand nothing else being said. You got to understand, if you don't receive the word of God in your heart and let that word get in your mouth, and then you speak it daily, you spend time in prayer, in the word, doing the word. If you don't understand this, that the things you get from God, if you're not saying nothing, you're not going to get anything. Your saying, your doing have to line up with your speaking. And what you get from God, you're going to have to understand, if I get anything working in my life, I'm going to have to be a speaker, a doer of the word. My heart must be conditioned for the word of God. If my heart is stony ground, all the preaching laying on the hands and whatever they're doing, and nothing else will work if you don't understand this one. That I must confess. Once hands are laid on me, I must walk out of here and say, when hands were laid on me, I got it. Father, I thank you for it because you said they should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I gave my tithes and offering, money come to me because I believe I receive increase. You got to say. If you don't understand this, you go out talking about, I don't know what I'm going to do. I tell you, I feel so bad. I just feel so bad. Well, you didn't understand this. But when you understand this parable, all the rest of them, you can understand. That's why the Pharisee never got it. They saw it. And then they called him the Beelzebub. They saw him cast out devil. Then they accused him of casting out devil by Beelzebub. Didn't they do it? They saw it. And if some people been here and they saw God here and they run off and say, and they went off and said something else. You saw it. Know their lives got changed. No stuff got changed, turned around in their life. But if you don't hear this one, you're just going through life. Trouble. Somebody look and see, here come trouble. But if you get this word, that I have a good soul, I have a heart, I'm number four, I have good soul. I have good soul. Saw the word was sown into my heart. How do you know? I get up and I leave this place And I don't go back to what I used to do that was dumb, that was unlearned, that was bringing me anything good. Hello? Hallelujah. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Somebody says it's about time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just give God a big old hand raise. Big old hand raise. Hallelujah. Let's bless Him. Say, Lord, thank You for speaking to my heart today. I have a heart to hear Your word. I receive Your word, Lord. Thank You. My life is changed. I'll never be the same. I know now I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Your word is to be received in my heart every day of my life. I am to meditate upon Your word. I am to be a doer of Your word. I put Your word into practice in my life. I leave behind those things of the past that brought me no good and done me wrong. I repent. That means I change my mind. I'm not going back to them, but I have chosen to take You at Your word and to walk in the light of it and to be a doer of it. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for teaching me this word I live by. It's my life. It is who I am. It's what God has given me. So I live and I live and I live and I live. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.